gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong!
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing!
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, so much for bringing us as far as we have come. It's been hard, and we need more of your help, more of your anointing, more of your encouragement, more of your strength, Lord Jesus, for we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We need to get it together on things that we don't have straight. You know, things, you know, sins, even if they're minor sins, little bitty sins that we might have in our lives, behaviors that we know that if we sat beside Jesus, we wouldn't want to be doing or saying or thinking because he's here in our thoughts. Anyway, we need more of you, Lord. We need more of your forgiveness. We need more of your grace to fall upon us, abundant grace to overwhelm us, abundant grace to fill us with strength so we're able to get up and take on the next day, even in the midst of so much Groundhog's Day-like repetitive, I don't know what you want to call it, ridiculous stuff that's going on around the world. And we're just hanging in there, Father, for your will to be done. We know that your will is not really going to be our will. In some cases, it will be. And when we're praying the best possible way that we can pray, it will be. But when it comes to leaving this alien demon-infested rock, and nobody knows better than you, Father, that it truly, truly is. Even you were the one who had regrets about choosing planet Earth at one point, and we're kind of thinking about starting over again. And, you know, for good reason. For good reason. This is just an awful, awful planet as far as its history, as far as it being a way station for probably hundreds of thousands of different types and strange species of alien life forms and such, even before the fall of Genesis 6:4. So anyway, Father, we just praise you. We thank you for giving us extra strength because we need that strength, extra anointing because we need that patience of Job. And Father, to keep us going forward, you know, getting up and trying to take on the day, remembering that butterfly effect that's associated with the words and the thoughts that we think as we take on the next day. We need your help, Father God, and in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more gathered on the earth together, concerning anything of which they ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, it will be given them. And Father, We don't want to take it out of context. We know that there's follow-on scripture right after it, but we just want to snatch that little part out and hold it and embrace it in front of you and say, Father, please acknowledge. We know that your word is not going to come back void. We hold this scripture up before you and we praise you. And we ask you, Father, in accordance with our commandment from Jesus of Luke 21:36, and that is, pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, Jesus, the Son of Man. And we pray, I know this is a stretch, Lord. I know this is a stretch, but I'm just going to ask you, if there is any way possible, if those of us who are chosen to be part of the first watch, the barley harvest, could possibly just go straight to the second heaven, which is really on the top of Mount Zion, the city of the living God, where there is a heavenly Jerusalem and an innumerable company of angels, Hebrews 12:22, where that wedding supper will be, probably be, the aroma of the food at the wedding supper will probably be smelled by trillions of life forms across an untold number of hundreds of millions of galaxies. And we give you all the glory for being as awesome as you are, Father. And we thank you also, Father, in the name of Jesus, to block the darkness from being able to progress forward, from being able to listen to anything that's happening on these radio shows. There is way too much darkness. There is way too much dark planning for putting people that are trying desperately to get the word out, in jail. And Father, we don't want to go there. We want to be able to, finish the race, like you asked us to. We know that the rules are very different right now, and we ask you to give us the courage and the know-how. We need that. A lot of us just don't have it. We just don't have it. We don't have those soft skills that allow us to talk to people that we don't know very well, like the person that's mowing our lawn or the mailman or whoever it may be. We've got to shake that desire that so many of us have embedded in our heart to talk to other Christians. It's a no-go. It's a no-go. And Father, we need your help to anoint our hearts so we know and can control ourselves for the fruits of the Spirit of love, our love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control. And we must learn to self-control ourselves so we don't sit there and throw our pearls before a swine and cause all kinds of problems. And in Jesus' name, we pray this, Father, for all the help we can get, all the grace that we can get from you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood upon us. Link angels to surround our house, the holy fire of God intermingled with a thorny hedge of protection and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit to surround us all throughout the day. Stop the enemies from being able to come against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you forever and ever. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right, kids, are you there? Well, that's good. I'm glad you're there. Like having you. I'm not going to tell you no jokes, though. That's right. Sister Mary Lee hasn't sent me any good jokes recently, and neither has Brother Kendall. But that's okay. They will, and I'll collect them up, and we'll get them back on the program. I know I got other ones that I can go and hunt down, but I just don't have time because I'm sneaking these programs in to the last hour of my day because I work through my lunch almost every single day. And for the last week, I've been working 12-hour job. Literally, I would sit down in front of my computer often. Time start at 7 and burn my way into 5:30, 6 o'clock, no lunch, and just work at unbelievable speed. And then, just interestingly, my boss a couple of minutes ago was like, don't you have a document where you've like put comments in there about where the errors are from the LLM and stuff that we run it through? And I'm like, no. I'm like 1,000 miles behind. The customer is like spread out my interview time from what should have been a week to an entire month plus. I'm so far behind schedule, you can't quantify that distance. But I didn't say it exactly like that. you know, because, you know, for obvious reasons. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We just got to burn through this information. I am burned out. I admit it. And you know, you're probably saying to yourself, when aren't you burned out, Johnny? Well, you know, a lot of the listeners of this radio show are retired. A lot of the listeners of this radio show are on what they call fixed incomes. I call balderdash and poppycock. I don't believe in such a words as fixed incomes. Everybody has the opportunity. Everybody has the chance to be able to go over to Walmart and get a greeter job or do something on the side, whatever it may be. And so there isn't any such thing as a fixed job. Income, I'm sorry. Now, there's a few people I know that are pretty up there in age, well into their 80s. And yes, they would not be able to do a side job. And that's true. But for the most part, people who are in their late 70s and early 80s are capable of getting a second job and could increase their income a little bit if they wanted to. I am in a similar situation, although that would be a direct violation of company policy and would make me eligible for immediate termination. All right. So anyway, and you know what? I'm not too worried about it. I just thank God for his divine protection because I couldn't do this if it wasn't for that. There's just way too many of the enemy out there that are looking very, very hard for anything that they can throw somebody under the bus for. There are a lot of people that I could name by name that haven't been thrown under the bus. The Tucker Carlsons, the Candace Owens, the Douglas McGregors, the Wesley Clarks, the list goes on and on. And on and on and on and on and on and on. And the fact of the matter is, you know, they've all said enough that they should have been thrown under the bus. They should have taken a bullet from the side, but they haven't. They haven't. Okay, why that is, I don't know. And you know what, quite frankly, I just don't care. There's a lot of things I don't care about. I'm sorry. There's too many things I have to care about because it's part of doing what the Lord told me to do, the commandments that I was given directly by Him. Okay, the things that make people upset with me because they want me to listen to their 30 YouTube videos, you know, a month and whatever. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not allowed to do it. I was told not to do it by the Lord. He told me to listen to only Him, and that's the only person I'm going to listen to. Simple as that. I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings, but actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry I took the money. So anyway, I got one of my favorite friends sent me an email message. I'm not going to give you any information about him because I already goofed up and did that once and I got in trouble. But it was a forward of a Hal Turner communication. The Hal Turner communication said that, and this was just an allegation, this was what was claimed. Now, I'm going to tell you how I feel about Hal Turner. Look, maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he's really a Christian. Maybe he doesn't know any better. Maybe he has a mind of a three-year-old. I don't know. But what I can tell you, if I take any 10 Hal Turner claims, 8.5 will be full of bunk. I had to get that off my chest. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So, in this particular communication, supposedly, Hal Turner said that there was somebody that could read lips. Well, you know what? I suppose that's remotely true. And they claimed that Draco T whispered in the ear of Draco Charles some damning information. And that damning information was that this supposed, and boy, since you know that pretty much 99 out of 100, I think the better mathematical analogy is 999 out of 1,000 things that come out of Draco T's mouth are dribbling lies of... I'll leave it at that because otherwise I'm just going to start using bad words and colloquialisms because that's how I feel about it. All right. Now, all that being said, I can't trust Hal Turner further than I can throw him. And if he's a good guy, he's a good guy. That's fine. But he embellishes stuff out like crazy. He says a lot of things he should not say, in my opinion, and he has for many years. And that's fine. He can do what he wants to do. That's his thing. All right, that's his shtick. All right, it's not my shtick. My shtick is to wade through the cesspool of nonsense and to go and stay focused on the stuff that's going on. All right, and if I gotta tell people, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna listen to your YouTube. God told me not to do it. Well, then guess what? Sorry if I hurt your feelings. But you know what? If I have to pick between our Heavenly Father and you about hurting feelings, it's going to be you. I'm sorry. I'm going to hurt your feelings first. I'm not going to hurt my Father's feelings. All right. Now, all that being said, and I do enough. Believe me, I hurt my Father's feelings plenty. Okay, that's called godly sorrow. I spend plenty of time in tears, crying my eyes out because I did something I shouldn't have done, knowing I have no excuse. Reflective of, you know, 1 John 3:7 and 3:8, and I have enough of that going on in my life, and you know what? I don't need any more, and I'm not going to do it. It's nothing against you. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I don't love every single listener to this radio show. It's not that I don't pray for everyone who prays for me by name. I do, and ask for a tenfold anointing and blessing upon them and their family. I do, into eternity. Praise Jesus. Okay, I do. I pray for all of us to be counted worthy. But there have been over 4.6 million listens of this show. Okay, going back into Blog Talk Radio all the way back to July of 2011. And a lot of them are repeats, I'm sure of that. I know what the Lord said to me. I know when he said it to me. I can give it to you with great detail. I can tell you where I was standing. And I have so many testimonies that are like that. That when I tell those testimonies to people like Sammy Mwangi or whatever, they flip out. They really do. I'm not going to mention the names of the pastors that I've told some of these things to, but one of them exclaimed when I was telling her what I was reading out of the thesaurus at the time that I was casting lots with the thesaurus. She said to me, "Oh my gosh, you hear from the Lord way better than I do," which I don't care about that. It's not a contest to me. But anyway, that is what she said. All right. So anyway, I don't care. Okay, I just don't care. I had to learn a long time ago not to care what people think. What I haven't learned well enough, and I'm begging God to help me, is how to present an alternative view without leaving that person feeling hurt. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. We're not supposed to hurt people's feelings. We're supposed to be loving and kind. We're supposed to entreat. Look it up. Entreat. That's what Paul said. We are to entreat, not to confront, not to create dissensions and contentions, which is in Galatians 5:19. For if we do those in a habitual manner, we're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Read it. Read it. It's about inheritance and rewards. It has absolutely nothing to do with heaven and hell. There's so many people that do not interpret the Bible properly, and the vast majority of them are preachers in evangelical churches in the United States of Babylon the Great. All right, so anyway, I got this communication about Hal Turner, and supposedly there was a lip reader, and the lip reader claimed that the lip reader claimed that it saw Draco T. communicating with Draco Charles, and these things are Dracos. These are the worst kind of Dracos. These are the most murderous, hellaciously horrific Dracos. And hellacious, really, when you think about it, it doesn't do it justice. This is some really foul stuff. Really foul. They're so foul that when they're in the same room as other Draconians, they offend them. Okay, they're bad. All right, so anyway, supposedly his lip reader said something about, well, I had this conversation with Putin, and Putin's really talking about having, you know, nuclear weapons. He wants a nuclear World War III. That's what Putin wants. Well, there was some almost certainly lying propaganda that leaked out earlier today that I spotted because I got to keep busy and I have a lot of work to do. But I do keep my Telegram up and running, and things pop up and I catch them as the Lord wills. And I saw it, you know, where it said that, supposedly Draco T had a 2-hour conversation with Putin. I do not believe that. Okay? You heard what I said. I'm not apologizing with crows. I am telling you, I do not believe it. If I was Putin, the last thing I would want to do is listen to more feces coming out of the mouth of Draco T. Lies, 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 lies. And Putin has got his hands full. He's a busy man. The way that Putin operates when it comes to threats that are of a nuclear nature is, A, he does not do them. Period. He never threatens a nuclear response. Ever! What he does is he has people like Lavrov or Medvedev come out and make the off-the-cuff comments that this could lead to an escalation, hint, hint, wink, wink. But they never say the nuke word. You know why? Because they're proper diplomats. Unlike what we're used to over here, which is absolutely tantamount of having somebody to come into your backyard with a cesspool, dig up your cesspool, with the backhoe and throw you in with no rubber boots, no snorkel, and just have you swim around and enjoy it for a while. Because that's exactly what we have here in the United States of Babylon the Great. Endless, endless streams of anyway, it. All right, so tonight I think I'm going to have a little bit of lasagna and kick back and relax, whatever. Because I, you know what, I can only take, it's very, very difficult to take this stuff. And you're getting bombarded with it heavily. And if you're not sensitive enough, if you have slight, I don't want to call them gaps, but opportunities to enhance your understanding of things a little bit better, if those opportunities exist, what will happen is you will hear something about lip service and you'll go, hey, that's very important. But if you're like me and you've been doing this for 14 years, 7,000 radio shows, you know, and all that other stuff, no, it's going to be different for you. Because you're going to remember Albert Pike's letter from 1863. You're going to remember what the last paragraph says. Because that's the end game. It's the end game. So anything that is said now that does not line up with the end game is balderdash and poppycock, period. So throw it in the trash. All right? Praise God. So anyway, I got to go on and finish this. Okay, so I wrote back. Now, you got to remember, this is like one of my five favorite people in the entire world. Okay? So this wasn't a dig. This was an exchange of information. So, what I said was, man, I wish I could talk to you on a Wi-Fi phone right now. If Netanyahu and Trump want World War III, it is Netanyahu and Trump that want World War III, not Putin. So, please forgive me, but this is why I am not a fan of Hal Turner and have tossed more of the stuff in the trash than I can possibly remember. Putin, all capital letters, bolded and underlined. Putin only has Lavrov or Medvedev hint around about escalating to the next level. Those are the words they use. Using padded language and never using the nuke word. Putin never uses the nuke word. He has subordinates hint about it, even and even they do not use the nuke word. That's Medvedev and Lavrov. All right, and Ritter has some weird way of saying Medvedev's name, like Medvedev. It's like so weird. I'm like, who are you talking about? And then I'm like, okay, whatever. He thinks he's like half Russian, but that's all right. That's okay. He doesn't know the end game, which means that he'll rattle on about this, that, and the other thing until his face turns blue. But he's still going to be wrong. All their conclusions will be wrong. It doesn't matter. Tucker Carlson, you name it, McGregor, Wesley Clark, all of them. It doesn't matter. They don't understand. He's in on it. And unless you understand he's in on it, you will never get it right. Okay. So anyway, so I went on to say, and the only time that they do hint around about the nuclear word is either A, when France is giving nukes to Poland, for example, or B, something very similar to that, such as a nuclear aggression or putting nuclear-capable Raytheon SM-3s and launchers on the border of Poland and Ukraine. Those are things that trigger padded, carefully worded, proper diplomatic responses from a gentleman known as Putin, who has been portrayed as everything but. This is so far beyond wanting a shrimp fork, I'm not even going to bother with it. I just want to be a guest star on the next series of Hannibal 2, and have them saw my head open and eat my brains out while I'm still alive. Screaming monkey, screaming monkey! Anyway, sorry if I gave you a visual. Anyway, I took a snapshot and pasted the last paragraph of Albert Pike. Now, remember, he was the author of Morals and Dogma, which is the Bible of the Masonic Lodge and the Scottish Rite, which is what Draco T's a part of. He's a magician-level Scottish Rite. That means he's so far above the 33rd degree level, you can't even count the levels. So when he's confusing everybody and everybody thinks he's losing his mind and, oh my gosh, his cerebral cortex is completely eaten up by army ants and, oh, no, he's losing it. It's because that's exactly what he wants. It's exactly what he wants. Now, granted, I have played some prognoses from various medical professionals that had seen things that lead one to think that Draco T is far gone. But then, like I said, I have recommended and I will continue to recommend and continue to recommend and continue to recommend and continue to recommend that somehow you get your hands on Above Majestic. I'm going to say it one more time. Above Majestic. That's the name of the documentary. And one of the major contributors of the documentary was David Wilcock, who was recently murdered over his knowledge. Now, there's a Christian who I am not going to name on X right now, and he's trying to bury Wilcock underneath a quarry of rocks and just disparage him. But I have a testimony from David Wilcock which says that it's all about Jesus, and it's not AI. So don't go there with me. I'm not gonna tolerate that noise. You say you ever send me an email to jbaptist777@gmail.com and says, "Oh, that's AI." Guess what? I'm gonna say you're AI'd into oblivion, and I'll never talk to you again. You know, folks, the time is too short. I don't have time to play word games with people who don't look. I've dealt with for 14 years. I've dealt with people coming to, you know, write me dissertations about why two moon or suns showing up in the sky are not sun dogs. They are, Photoshop or whatever the case may be, or CGI, or there's no such thing as UFOs. There's no such thing as extraterrestrial life. They're all demons and all this other nonsense that's coming out of the woodwork. You know what? And I'm tired of it. I really am. If you want to listen to the program, listen to the program. If you wanted to send it to somebody else, send it to somebody else. Praise God. Maybe you'll save a soul. Maybe you'll have something to show for your talent. When Jesus gave out the talents, he expected that there would be rewards at the end. And he wasn't none too pleased with the ones that didn't have any rewards. Oh, I buried the talent. I knew you were a harsh taskmaster, so I figured it was smart for me to go ahead and bury it, so I could at least give it back to you. That is not what Jesus is looking for. So send copies of these emails around. I don't care. Go ahead. That's fine. I'm the one who's putting my life at stake, not you. And I have, up until this point, as far as I know, well, I definitely know that I do, divine protection. I do. I know that I do. I have so many testimonies about my divine protection, it would take me at least a 2-hour radio show to share them with you. But I'm going to leave it at that. That's just fine. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We got to move on. So anyway, I mentioned all this stuff, and then I took a snapshot of the last paragraph of Albert Pike, the creator of Morals and Dogma, who admitted that he worships Lucifer, which is the Bible of the Masons and the Scottish Rite. The last paragraph of Three World Wars says, "The Third World War must be fomented," which means started, "by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur," the representatives, "of the Illuminati between the political Zionists," Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir, you following along here? You connecting the dots at all? "And the leaders of the Islamic world." Oh, no! And I'm not going to sit here and rattle off the leader of Kuwait, the leader of the UAE, the leader of Qatar, the leader of... I don't memorize all those names, and neither do I ever have a wish to. Okay? The point is what it says. The Illuminati are going to orchestrate dynamics on the earth that make the political Zionists, the Netanyahus of the world, and the leaders of the Islamic world go to war with one another. Fight each other. Then it goes on and says, "This war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world," notice it doesn't separate Sunnis from Shiites, Sunnis from Shia, it says the Muslim Arabic world. Dun, dun, dun. Wow. "The political Zionism, State of Israel, and all those who support it," which, where would you find them? Oh, yeah, ecumenical church movement in Babylon the Great. "Mutually destroy each other." But wait a minute, why are all those Muslims imported into the United States? They're everywhere. They're all over France. They're all over Germany. They're all over the place. People are getting raped. Little girls are getting raped. Why is this happening? And then of course, you have Draco T coming along, and "I'm going to export them all. I'm going to get them all out of here." What has he done? Ask yourself, really, what has he done? I hope you can come to the right answer. So anyway, it says, you know, it goes on to say, "We shall unleash the nihilists," those who want to kill everybody, "and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil." In other words, they're going to show the world what it looks like to have a really, really, really bloody civil war worldwide. You following along? Hope you are. Then it goes on to say, "Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. The Zionists, the leaders of the Muslim Arabic world, and the multitude disillusioned with," now that's the multitude of people on the earth, "disillusioned with Christianity," little c, by the way. This is what Albert used, a little c, which is apropos, actually, when you think about it, "whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction." They will, "What do I do now? What do I do now? Everybody hates Christians. Do I proclaim I'm a Christian? Should I hide under a rock?" "Anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render the adoration, they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time." That would be the lead-in to the great tribulation. Keep in mind that the Holy Bible, with all 31,102 verses from the Textus Receptus versions, only has four times that the word great shows up in front of the word tribulation. That means you ought to pay super duper 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 close attention to it. It has amazing meaning. So I went on to say, it doesn't matter who said what to who. The Club of Rome, the Rothschilds, King Charles, Netanyahu, Hillary, the Rodham family, which is of Hillary's fame, the Rockefellers, and about 250 other nameless royalties, and think Bilderbergs here. They're all in on this together. There's nothing Trump can whisper into the King A-butt's ear that he doesn't already know. Okay, if anything, he's stirring the pot to get things going faster because he knows that Netanstinkin' has a picture in his hands of him performing something very foul on Bill Clinton. And I've seen the picture, so I know it exists. All right. So I put in a scowling looking face of anyway, I'll think of it in a second. But anyway, I went on to say Israel is going to nuke something. They're either going to nuke a city in the United States like a 911 to get everybody on board with going after Iran, or tactical nukes will fall upon Fordow and Isfahan. Which, by the way, I have newspaper articles going back all the way to 2012 where generals, ex-generals, retired generals from the IDF came out in newspaper articles and said in 2012, and it was November of 2012, they said that there's only one way that they're going to be able to take out the facilities in Iran, and that is with the use of nuclear weapons. So it's been said over and over and over and over and over and over and over again since all the way back to 2012. I have proof of these things. At least, praise Jesus, I was smart enough back in 2012 to be taking snapshots on my computer instead of trusting that the link would still exist because they're gone. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so anyway. And then, according to Sarah Manet, that triggers, and the attack on Israel, if there is one, will trigger Russia possibly to respond with a nuke. Also, China said they would too. But will they? See, they're always big talker Betty Crockers until they imagine B-2 bombers flying over their major cities. Xi Jinping is one bad mambo jumbo until he imagines B-2 bombers flying over Beijing. Putin is a big, bad, Lavrov-supported, Medvedev-supported mambo-jumbo until he imagines a squadron of B-2s flying over St. Petersburg and Moscow. Everybody's a big talker, Betty Crocker, until they see in their minds millions of their population lying dead and burnt in the street. So will that happen? I don't know. Sarah Manet, in her vision in 1979, saw Iran nuke Israel from Libya. Is that in retaliation of what we think might happen in Fordow and Isfahan? Sarah then saw in her vision, remember they only see like one-tenth of all the things that happen, Pakistan and India launching nukes, pressing buttons. Everybody goes crazy. Oh, no, that person's nuking. I better nuke Pakistan. I better nuke India. I better nuke. We know the end game. Hal Turner does not. Douglas McGregor does not. Candace Owens does not. Tucker Carlson does not. None of these people know what the end game is. If you tried to convince them right now that Draco T was in on all these things, they wouldn't believe you. Oh, no, I don't think that's the case. Mike, you know what? I'm so sick of hearing that kind of denial. I just can't take it anymore. I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. I can't. If the Lord wants me to continue doing these whatever mini podcasts, he's going to have to protect me from my own self, my own emotions, and the responses of people, because I've been doing this too long. I appreciate that everybody in the world has an opinion. I do. But please do not expect that I'm going to take it, because I'm not. I'm not. Once in a while, somebody will throw me a curveball and I'll say, hey, wait a minute, that sounds really possible. But it isn't very, it's not very often. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So anyway, let's move on with the rest of the stuff that we have. You know, up until the point where it gets a little bit boring. Let's go.
Not normal.
All right. So listen, I'm going to play these two back to back. So here is a dire warning from a person by the name of Michael Yon. I do not know who he is. I do not care who he is. Okay. So don't bother sending me an email that, oh, here's a whole biography on Michael Yon. I don't care. I don't care. It's just another voice
if you ever see
in the wilderness, okay, to me. But it is saying relevant material things. So let's take a look. It's about 2 minutes long. Let's listen to this.
Or moves close, you better stock up. And I mean it. Especially if it's closed for any long length of time.
How much food have you got stocked up? How many months?
Back in Texas, years. And here, I'm not going to talk about it. But, you know, I've stocked up for years. Because this is, I could see it coming, right? I think everybody needs to be prepared for a multi-year total reduction of food. Actually, it's never going to go back the way it was. But what you're going to see, I think, will be a reduction of population and a lot of war. And if you survive through that, and wars are unpredictable, no telling which way it'll go. If somebody's going to lob nukes or whatever, which is a pretty significant possibility, and we don't know how it's going to go. But I would suggest, I mean, people that are stocking up for 2 or 3 months of food and think that's enough, you're not even in the ballpark. Right?
All right. So the reason I stopped it at that part is because he said what needed to be said. I have prophecies from what I would call my A-list prophets, and some have fallen away. I don't mean fallen away from Jesus. I'm talking about they're not out prophesying like almost on a weekly basis like they used to. Some of them are still out there. That's fine. Some of them have gone a little bit sideways, and that's fine. I praise God that I know my Bible as well as I do, because I can listen to a prophet speaking and I can tell, oops, went sideways, and that's fine. All right, that's why Paul said, don't despise the prophets. You know, you listen to them and you judge it, just like it says in, I think it's 1 Corinthians 15, 14 and 15. You listen and you don't judge them. You judge whether or not the prophecy is accurate or not. All right. So anyway, you heard this guy say what he said. I have prophecies back when the prophecies were hot. Okay, when the top four A-list prophets that, you know, triple A-list prophets that I used to monitor all the time, when they were just hitting it out of the park every single time they prophesied. Now, does God change his mind? Does he call audibles? Do things change? Yes, all those things are in play right now. So we just have to hang in there and keep watching like we were commanded to. And also remember the seducing spirits from the Stanley Frodsham prophecy, because they're out there just as strong as ever. And if you haven't read and memorized, okay, how Satan stops our prayers, combat in the heavenly realm, then you don't have any idea what's going on. You don't realize that otherwise good prophets can very easily be taken over by seducing spirits and evil spirits and false prophesy. There's a lot of that going on right now. All right. But a lot of people haven't been around that long. They haven't listened to the shows going all the way back as far as they should have in order to have this information. And of course, that's going to throw you for a loop and you're going to be confused. Well, that's welcome to the end times. That's exactly where we are. Okay. It's all about itchy ears doctrine, 2 Timothy 4:5. It's all about, you know, being lovers of themselves and all that other stuff. 2 Timothy 3:1. We are in that day and age right now. We are in the Olivet Discourse right now. We are in the end of Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13 right now. We are in the midst of Revelation 6 right now. And a bunch of the other parts of Revelation 2 that also are supportive of Revelation 6. We are approaching the day of the Lord at very high speed. And that's actually very exciting for those of us who know we have to go through it in order to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Behold, as it says in Revelation 3:10, behold, because you have kept my command to persevere, I will keep you from the hour of trial, which comes upon the whole earth, to test those who dwell upon the earth. Well, if it's coming to test those who dwell upon the earth, then where are you? Not on the earth. You know, that one scripture proves the rapture completely perfectly. So when anybody ever gives you lip about believing in the rapture, there's this button on your phone. It's big, it's red, and when you click it, you will usually hear, well, you used to hear in the olden days, click, bzzz. That's what I wish we heard today, because that is the sound that we all need to hear when somebody starts talking, you know, boulder dash to us, which there's a lot of that out there right now. People are turning on each other. All the things that are in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, they're all happening right now. They're all happening right now. Every single one of them. So, and some of them are happening by law. That's the scariest part. There are laws in place all over the United States of Babylon the Great, all over the world right now, that if you get caught publishing anything in social media that says anything negative about these people or that people or whatever the case may be, they will come to your house. They will try to arrest you. These were all predicted in the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus stood on Mount Olivet and told his apostles and everybody who was standing around them, these are the things that you're going to see when the end is here. Well, guess what? We're seeing them right now. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go ahead and back up. All right, to the list, because I don't know how far I'm going to go through this, because I know that you're listening. I know that you're watching. I know that you're listening to YouTube videos. I know that you're following different people. I can mention their names, but I'm not going to. I know that you're doing that, and that's fine. I'm not picking on you. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. But if you get led astray, you heard my warning. All right, so anyway, this is a sister commentary by Colonel Douglas McGregor. Remember what the last guy said about, oh boy, this is going to turn into a, and you should save up. Look, when I had the A-list prophets and they were just slamming it out of the park, I have a prophecy hidden somewhere in my thousands of, you know, whatever, of them, that, when it comes to the time where people are starving, there is not enough food you can save up. So if you think, oh man, I'm cool, man, I'm cool. I got 7 buckets of rice and black beans and lentils and a giant gas stove and water out the wang and oh my gosh, I am so set up. No, you're not. The prophecies about this time said clearly, you're going to run out. And the only way you're going to have food during this time is in faith through me, Jesus. Are we going to be here for that time? Does the barley harvest get taken off the earth before that time? I don't know, folks. I don't know. It's very, very hard to keep track, as God is definitely calling audibles. The game plan is being switched up. This is the championship game for the biggest Super Bowl that has ever happened on the face of the earth. Forget about that nonsense they call football in other countries. That doesn't even count. We're talking about the Big Mac Daddy of all games. Hallelujah. All right, let's listen to Colonel Douglas McGregor making a comment that, oh, just, you know, by coincidence, happens to mention the, well, famine word. Here we go.
Well, I'll do the best I can. I think we need to understand on the strategic level that President Trump faces very difficult choices. On the one hand, if he goes ahead and launches his attack, there is no guarantee that it will have any more effect than the last round of attacks had. Frankly speaking, if he goes ahead with his attacks, he knows that he's probably going to plunge the world into what will end up being a depression.
That's exactly what he wants to do. Wake up, Colonel.
The problems with famine that are going to arise because the fertilizer is absent that so many countries, particularly in the global south, but also we're beginning to see shortages show up here in the United States as well. So the point is, if he decides to press ahead, he's going to harm a substantial portion of people in the world that are not our enemies. If anything, many of them are our friends. And he's aware of that, I think. On the other hand, if he withdraws, says, that's it, I can't do anything else, and this has been a failure, he faces national and international humiliation. People are going to begin to ask, well, why didn't you think about all these things to begin with?
So anyway, now you know by now that where he stopped that, you know, he almost implied that he thought that maybe Draco T had some idea that he was going to be hurting other people in the different parts of the world. Okay. And so that of course, is accurate. But it makes you wonder whether or not he realizes the big story. And I just don't really think that he does. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of them don't. Okay. And sorry, but I've got these reminders that cannot help but come in. All right. I always regret whenever I set up reminders with my my electronic devices. I always regret it later. I'm like, oh man, why did I do that? What was I thinking? But anyway, the point is that we know that Draco T knows exactly what he's doing. He was hired for the purpose of doing that. He was appointed for the purpose of doing that. Okay, we know that Netanyahu is probably holding pictures that he doesn't want revealed from the Epstein list. We've seen it all unfold. He fired Pam Bondi. She was supposed to come out and testify against him. Of course, she's not going to do that because she doesn't want to die. I mean, even Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan, and he said, I can't talk about that because they're going to kill me. Okay, so what some people call the tiny hats, the synagogue of Satan, they're murderers. They're mass, horrific, horrible murderers. Anyway, so let's go ahead and plunge through the rest of the things that are, you know, worthy of pointing out. It is important to note that there is a famine coming. I wanted to also point out, and I am so sorry about all these, but I'm telling you, after 5 o'clock, everybody and their brother, their little sisters, their cousins, their moms, their dads, the moms and dads of their cousins, their cousins' cousins, all know that Johnny got off work. And let me tell you, does my phone light up? It lights up like fireworks on the 4th of July. It's like, I was even getting hammered at like 10:30 at night the other night. And I was like, I picked it up. I was like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Because that meant that my polite application, which is supposed to shut my sound off, was failing. So I picked it up, and it was one of my relatives. And I said, please, honey, I love you. You know, you have to soften your tone because otherwise you'll hurt people's feelings. I was like, please, honey, you know I love you, but I have to get some sleep. Please, I beg you, honey, please stop texting me. And she did. Praise God. But that's how it goes. Anyways. So, all right, so let's go ahead and keep on plowing through these things. Let's see here. King Reptilian Blank wants war with Russia. Oh, okay, so this is, again, talking about the dialogue that supposedly occurred between Charles and Draco T and who knows who else, and the 2 hours that was supposedly happening on, between Draco T and Putin, which I call a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. I do not believe it. I will need to hear audible proof. Sorry. Forgive me, but I'm not a Hal Turner fan. Haven't been for 15 years. I'm not saying that he's not a believer. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve hugs and kisses. I'm simply saying that that is not the first place I'd go for trustworthy information. That is for sure. Okay, God bless him. I hope he makes it to heaven. In the name of Jesus, Father, please save his soul. Forgive him of his sins in Jesus' name. And I mean it. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. This is a testimony that surfaced its way up into the public eye of David Wilcox. So that guy on X who calls himself a Christian, who's telling everybody that David Wilcox is of the devil and he's doing all these demonic, devilish things, is in a lot of trouble. Because if David Wilcox said the words that I'm going to play for you, and he believes the words that I'm going to play for you, then that so-called Christian will be judged by Jesus. When Jesus said, judge not that ye be judged, he meant it. So you have to imagine Jesus standing before you with an angry face, because that is what you face. You do not ever rat out other Christians. Ever. Oh, but the Apostle Paul did in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and all that kind of... No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're getting things completely twisted, sideways, upside down. You're allowing the devil to influence your mind. When Jesus says, judge not that ye be judged, you better listen to him. If Paul's out there saying, these are things that I have witnessed and you shouldn't ought to do this and this, that, and the other thing, he's oftentimes he even admits that I am giving advice. These are not commandments, he says. But sometimes he says they are. All right, listen to what David Wilcock was recorded saying and surfaced in the public eye just today. Pretty interesting. Here we go. Here's David Wilcock. Let's listen to this. I cried and prayed for his soul to be saved immediately after hearing this.
And want to kill you. And they're trying to do that, and they're aggressively pursuing this goal right now. There are two lines of reality in the world. In one reality, you are believing everything that they tell you, and you can't understand why things are so crazy. Those people who want to live in that denial, they are being battered by experience, they are being battered by information, they are being battered by consciousness, and they are seeing all of these things come in to their reality, whether they like it or not. Those of us in the truth community say, we don't understand why people can't conceptualize such simple things. This is simple information. Why can't you understand something that's so easy? Please try to have more compassion for these people who are suffering.
I totally agree.
That it has nothing to do with the simplicity of the concept. The concept is very simple. Very evil people are running the planet and want to kill you. And they're trying to do that, and they're aggressively pursuing this goal right now.
This dude also proved God is real.
Say, well, I don't believe this, and it makes me scared, and it makes me feel unsafe. But hypothetically, theoretically, maybe perhaps, just in case, what if it's real? Your maturation is the awakening that you are in a hero's journey, that there is a huge villain, and you better get off your ass and fight him before he kills you. That's what's so hard to understand. The alchemy of the galaxy, the alchemy of Jesus Christ, is that you will become like him. John 14:12. As I do these things, so shall you do them, and greater things.
Amen.
So we're looking at the possibility of liberating ourselves from the suffering that so many people have. It ultimately comes with the understanding that you cannot die. You cannot die. You are not threatened by anything. You have nothing to worry about. And this whole entire world, as traditional as it seems to be, is actually a reality construct. It's not real. It's an illusory reality. That's the awakening. That's why people have a hard time seeing something that, oh, it's so simple. Why can't they see it? It's such an easy thing to understand. No, it's a paradigm shift. It's coming to realize that everything you ever thought was true in your life is a freaking lie. You were lied to about every single thing. There are satanic communities where everybody's in on it, and they have mind control where you don't know they did anything, and they do it so well that you can't remember that they did anything.
And they control us by frequencies.
And it's been used a lot more than I thought, and so many, many victims are not aware that anything ever even happened to them. I have a personal stake in getting rid of these things because they abused me. I am not happy about it. And if you think this is fake and you want to laugh at me, if you think that I'm making up abuse memories and that this shit didn't really happen to me.
And this is why he's gone, y'all.
I hope you...
So... Yes, my eyes are full of tears as I look at probably another 100, who knows how many, radio show things. Famine warnings from David Wilkerson. Thomas Massey trying to call the alarm on the Monsanto deal to poison our food, which Trump, by the way, said go for it, totally approved it. The scientists that died recently are scientists that were working on free energy and anti-gravity, all from the stuff from Bob Lazar's work at S4. If you haven't seen the Bob Lazar, as it's spelled, L-A-Z-A-R, documentary, I believe it's on Prime now, then I feel sad for you. Just like I feel sad for you that you haven't listened to Above Majestic. Some of the best work that David Wilcock ever did. But isn't it fascinating, just like Max Planck, one of the world's most renowned physicists, or Ivan Panin, one of the greatest magicians that ever lived, studied the Bible mathematically and came to the conclusion as an atheist that it was of divine origin. Even put a one-page, very expensive, dare in the New York Times. This is like in the early 1900s. He dared other scientists to prove his math wrong. He would pay them a very large sum of money if they could prove him wrong. Ivan Panin, P-A-N-I-N. And even if that, with that one-page New York Times advertisement, not one mathematician came forward. The Green Beret, if you remember, blew himself up inside of one of those stainless steel Tesla trucks outside of Trump Towers. How long ago was that? A couple of years? Did you know that the note that that individual wrote was that people were discovering and creating anti-gravity and no oil energy? We're talking about, you don't need oil. The whole reason that Nikola Tesla's experiments were canceled, he was building the Wardenclyffe Towers, which, by the way, you can look them up if you want to. The Wardenclyffe Towers allowed Tesla to, for lack of a better term, shoot extremely high voltage, like lightning bolts, into the sky and bounce them off the ionosphere to another tower that was strategically located on the other side of the bounce, which, by the way, is what ham radio people do all the time. I got a very expensive, very cool ham radio sitting here right in front of me, an ICOM 7300. For any of those, I'm a, what do you call it, a lifetime amateur extra class. That tech was being matured by the various scientists that were murdered. For the same reason that Nikola Tesla got his funding taken away. When these entities figure out that you're going to take away their oil money, they kill you. And that's exactly what happened to Tesla. And supposedly, Draco T's grandfather went in and pillaged all of Tesla's top secret documents right from his hotel room, which he was kicked out of because he caused an earthquake in the middle of Manhattan because he was doing experiments with what's called resonance. But people just don't, they just don't know these things. We all have limitations. But that Green Beret who blew himself up out of Trump Towers wrote that it was all about the anti-gravity and free energy claims. Who David Wilcox would have known a lot about. And so would Dr. Stephen Greer. Now, why he hasn't been killed, and I'll tell you why I think, is because he believes that they're part of our friends and family plan. He was taken as a small boy for nice, wonderful, fun trips on large motherships all over the place. How many people know that about Stephen Greer? I bought his book. I read about it. I was like, uh-huh. Well, there you have it. He's telling the story that they want to be told. And nobody's going to mess with him because they, the Satanic Forces of Darkness, the Rhodes Roundtable, the Committee of 300, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, you name it, Bilderbergs, you pull out a name. They want everybody to believe that they are part of our friends and family plan, like the New Agers. Everybody's accepted. There are no rules. Jesus is just another ascended master. And we're all going to ascend to the fifth dimension and float away on a balloon amidst our galaxy of friends and family. And that's what they believe. Praise God. Well, we're 5 minutes after the hour. The list just goes on. Oh, my gosh. The mass starvation because of the Strait of Hormuz. I wanted to play this for you. This was a woman who came outside of her house in Florida. And I'm not going to do a two-hour episode because a lot of this is repetitive. But this is a woman who came out of her house in the state of Florida, and she held up her phone and was recording the sound of what she called thunder, and she heard some strange sounds. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, if you don't know this by now, Israel, Ben-Gavir, Netanyahu, all the Chabad Lubavitch, filthy demonic entities are leveling Lebanon. It looks just like Gaza. And nobody's stopping them. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't figured it out by now, the WHCD White House, you know, dinner was completely faked. The amount of information that I have that proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that it was faked. It's staggering. Myself and my other friends that evaluate the validity of these things behind the scenes had shared at least, I would say, 5 or 6 videos that proved, again, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that it was faked. It was faked. And now they're even threatening to throw people in jail for even saying it was fake. Because you're an enemy of the state. This is a very sick planet. Pray always to be counted worthy. Because if you don't, oh boy. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. And I'm looking for it because I have my eyes on it. Cole Thomas Allen on ABC, Uncovered ABC, blah, 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 blah. Shocked BB, Holy, okay, not that. Here it is, Sky Sounds. Let me play this for you. This is just a woman standing outside of her house, and she's holding her phone up in the air at, you know, thunder sounds in the sky. Listen to what she hears. And listen, I'm not going to mess around. I just want to tell you like it is. And if you don't like it, please do not listen anymore. I pray in Jesus' name that you don't. But if you think, hey, maybe, and you want to send it to somebody else, maybe you'll have something more than nothing when you face Jesus in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 14 and 15, where our works will be tested by fire of what sort they are. Read it. I don't want anybody to come empty-handed. Will you convince them? Maybe not. But listen to this, because I can tell you as a fact that these are motherships warring with each other. And that's where I'm going to close the show. God bless you all. Hang in there. It's getting harder and harder. Here we go. Listen to this. Okay, for some reason I got nothing. Here we go.
I've been outside for, I don't know if my phone will pick this up or not, but I've been outside for like 15 minutes and the thunder sounds bizarre. What is that? I'm a seventh generation Floridian, and I have never heard thunder like that.
Bless you all until next time.